It's Friday, February 18th, 2005. I'm Alan Joyce, and this is the Everything Digital Podcast.
Podcasting almost live.
The Everything Digital Podcast. If it's digital, you're going to hear about it. Unless it's Windows.
Digital podcast, and got a lot to talk about. A lot of things that have surfaced in the past few days. Plus, it's raining here again, and I'm happy about that. Raining pretty hard too. Seeing a lot of thunder and lightning, which is very unusual. Not gonna do another sound seeing tour though. So, this is Lyle Raymond Group, Supernova, off of GarageBand.com. And, well, let's get right into it. Alright, Microsoft has announced a recall of more than 14 million Xbox power cords in response to reports of them catching fire. IBM is planning to spend $100 million to expand support for Linux in its workplace software suite. Researchers have discovered that each person's keyboard typing style is as unique as their fingerprint. New robots have been developed that have the ability to walk in a similar way to humans and are very energy efficient by doing so. AOL is working on an update to Winamp that blocks a previously effective method of removing the DRM on Napster to Go files. And those are just the short headlines. There are links for the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. So as you can probably tell by now, I am sick. And been sick for about a day or so now. Let me get rid of this lag here. There we go. Been sick for about a day now, and just trying to fight it, but definitely a little stuffed up today. But the first thing I want to talk about is that on my site, I now have a new form of sponsorship, and that is from Bluehost.com, that is, of course, my web host. Well, I wouldn't say of course, because you probably don't know that yet. Anyway, Bluehost.com, great web host. They have really taken care of me, and they are located at Bluehost.com, but if you're going to sign up for an account just because I told you that they're good, well, why don't you go to everythingdigital.org first and click on the Bluehost banner, which is right beneath the Google Ads. Click that, and then I get a little cutback when you sign up. So that goes to, of course, bandwidth costs. Recording equipment, which I'm trying to work out. I got a pretty good setup, but there's a couple problems with it, and that's just a continuous project that definitely ongoing. Another thing I want to talk about, and this is something I posted up on the website earlier. I've been working on extending my iTrips range, and I've got it right here. Now, the interesting thing about the iTrip is the mini one, the iTrip Mini, has this little sticker on the top that you pull up and there's the antenna. And then you can pull the antenna out and get like 20 or 30 more feet of range. But the iTrip regular, the one for the iPod, doesn't have any sort of easy way to get into it. Except there's these little rubber things on the side. And if you go on the right side and remove the top rubber thing, you can see right in, you can see the little copper antenna. And I posted this up on my Flickr blog, that's flickr.com/photos/everythingdigital. And I posted this there and on everythingdigital.org. I got in there with a wire and made a loop around the antenna and was able to sort of pull it into a better position. So I'm getting about 10 more feet of range, maybe in good conditions. But still not quite the range you would get if you actually sawed the thing open and extended the antenna full. But the thing is, Griffin is federally mandated to keep their range within 30 feet if they're broadcasting FM signals, and so they have to sort of inhibit the use of the antenna. But if you go in there and sort of readjust the antenna, then you can sort of move it out of its little 30-foot position, get some more range. So definitely check that out if you got an iTrip. Pretty easy way to extend your range and without sawing open your iTrip. And just another little thing I wanted to talk about is that I have received word that Cisco is, and that is of course the company that makes the Linksys wireless base stations, I have received word that they are working on a 4.2 gigahertz Wi-Fi standard. So that would use the 4.2 gigahertz spectrum, which is not widely used so far, so that would be interesting because probably there wouldn't be as much interference and possibly longer range. And it would run at possibly up to 500 megabytes per second, which would be very nice since current systems only go up to about 100. So just a little tip I received, little news item there. But let's go ahead to the non-RIAA music, and I'll have more for you when we come back on the Everything Digital Podcast. This is BeatPath. Goodbye, beautiful day.
Day the moon calls and night falls.
All right, that is Goodbye Beautiful Day from BeatPath off of GarageBand.com, of course. If you haven't visited that site, you really should. It's a wonderful site for non-RIAA music. And hey, if you're a non-RIAA artist, great site for you to get your music out there, too. And no, I'm not being sponsored by them. I just think it's a really great service and community they got there. So, I received an interesting letter, and actually I got an email pointing to this, so apparently several people are getting this email, and it is from the Gmail team, because a while ago I signed up to receive, this was back when I was desperate for a Gmail invite, I signed up with Gmail to receive notification when certain developments happened in Gmail. Well, now they've sent a letter to me. And I'm just going to go ahead and read this because it's pretty interesting. Looks like they're definitely going through some major changes and possibly coming out of the beta stages. So if you can stand my stuffy voice, here we go. Hi there. Thanks for signing up to be updated on the latest Gmail happenings. We hope it's been worth the wait because we're excited to finally offer you an invitation to open a free Gmail account. Just click on this link to create your new account. I don't need to because I already have an account, but they do give me a link to create an account, which is great. So almost like they're making it public. I don't know if you can actually sign up on gmail.google.com yet, but if you were receiving notification, you get a Gmail invite. Since last April, we've been working hard to create the best email service possible. It already comes with 1,000 megabytes of free storage, powerful Google search technology to find any message you want instantly, and a new way of organizing email that saves you time and helps you make sense of all the information in your inbox. We already knew that. And they go on with new features. We also wanted to thank you for showing us your support and for being so patient. And to those who have already signed up for Gmail, thank you for giving it a try and for helping us make it better. Our users are what have made this product so great. So whether you're just signing up for your account or you've been with us since the beginning, keep letting us know how we can build you the best email service around. That's it for now. We hope you like Gmail and we'll share it with your friends. We've got lots of cool new stuff planned and we can't wait for you to see our work in your new Gmail accounts. Stay tuned. Thanks, the Gmail team. So, very interesting. And add to that the fact that I now have 50 Gmail invites ready to go. They are definitely starting to open this service up, which is great. It's a wonderful service. I would rather, for the time being anyway, use my mail client on OS X, but I still use the Gmail account because it's just got so much storage, and you can access it so easily from anywhere, and you get that same desktop application feel from anywhere. So I definitely, I use Gmail quite a bit, but not quite to the point where I completely shift over to Gmail and abandon my desktop Apple Mail application completely. Alright, got the New York Times circuit section, but I'm not going to read through the whole thing because, it's getting pretty late, and I actually haven't read through the whole thing myself. I've read through a couple choice articles, and there's this one that I just really want to talk about. If I can get rid of this lag first. There we go. And that is a review on the M-Robe. And if you saw the Super Bowl commercial, Olympus is really making a big deal out of their new M-Robe. M-Robe, what is it, the 500i, I think it is? Yeah, 500i. And it is a music player that also takes pictures. So pretty good idea, right? No. David Pogue has reviewed it, and he says it's just absolutely horrible. He says, Olympus must think its latest electronic gadget is going to be big. Really big. The company gave it a cryptic, hyper-hip name. the M-Robe. It gave the product its own website, OlympusGroove.com, something it doesn't ordinarily do for an individual product. And most startling of all, the company spent $4.8 million to show two M-Robe TV ads during the Super Bowl. And then he goes on to say, you know, he talks about it a little bit, and then he talks about its just horrible disadvantages. He says, there's only one physical button, which is okay, as long as the touchscreen interface is good. Well, the touchscreen interface is not good. It's not very responsive. You can't get it to scroll down very easily. It only displays four songs per view. So you sit there tapping forever to find the music you want, and the camera quality is supposed to be horrible. You have to actually tap on the screen to take a picture, which means that whenever you try and take a picture, you're moving the camera, and this camera is so sensitive to motion that any movement of either the subject or the camera just distorts the whole picture. And at NewYorkTimes.com/circuits, there's a whole photo gallery and a movie about him testing this thing. And I'm going to go ahead and play the movie and just get the audio off of this because I thought this was pretty funny. David Polk, who does these little sort of video blog post type things on NewYorkTimes.com/circuits, or NYTimes.com/circuits, and there is a link in the show notes. He does these little video blog things, and just really funny stuff. I've been watching some of the past episodes, but I thought this one was especially good, so let's have a listen. It's streaming through Reels.
If you saw the Super Bowl recently, then you saw this ad of a guy taking pictures of breakdancers with his music player.
It's a music player. It's a camera. Introducing M-Robe from Olympus.
A music player and a digital camera all in one? Not a bad idea. But could it work as well as it looked in the Super Bowl ad? I decided that I, David Polk, in the interest of science, would dedicate myself to reproducing the experiment shown on that $5 million ad. I would find myself a breakdancer.
I found him at a local dance studio.
David, Eric, how's it going? You don't mind doing this?
No.
He was really, really good, but there was one thing he couldn't do. He could not move slowly enough for this camera. Unless, of course, he didn't move at all.
Just hold it still. I gotta get one good shot. Got one!
It's bad enough the real pictures don't look anything like the TV ads. But also, there's no flash, there's no zoom, and the touchscreen sometimes doesn't respond for three or four taps. If it responds at all. So, yes, okay, it was a cool Super Bowl ad. But $500 for a camera that takes pictures like these? Come on, Olympus, give us a break.
All right, that's David Pogue with his video blog, multimedia posts on New York Times or NYTimes.com. And that is all I got for today. Let's get, what is this? Mountie Bandbox Ultrasonic, also off of GarageBand.com. So, I was thinking and looking at Podcast Alley, and everything digital is not in the top 50, and I was hoping we might be able to get it there, we being all you listeners out there. So, if you got a little extra time, if you're on the computer right now, go to PodcastAlley.com, and you can just enter everything digital in the search box. And it will pop up there. You can also go to everythingdigital.org, and I've put a link up in the header. So you could just click that right below the header graphic. So yeah, I'd like to get in the top 50. I think it'd be really cool. And I guess I could offer Gmail invites as a prize, but I don't think those are carrying a whole lot of weight anymore. So But if you do want one, sure, email me. I got 50 of them. Actually, 48 now. I think a couple people emailed me after the last show. But anyway, you can post comments at everythingdigital.org. You can subscribe to the podcast feed at everythingdigital.org/rss.xml if you're not already subscribed. And of course, you do that by downloading iPodder or iPodder X or a similar podcast or podcatching client. There are instructions on how to subscribe at everythingdigital.org in the right column. And you can email me, alan@everythingdigital.org. You can Skype me, that's Everything Digital. You can AOL Instant Messenger, I am me, podcaster. Or you can call 484-737-0669 or 484-PEP-0-NOW. That's 484-PEP-0-NOW. Yes, I did find something that the phone number spelled, but it's not much. But if that helps you remember it better, 484-PEP-0-NOW. Call it. Leave an audio comment. Thanks very much. Stay subscribed, and I will see you on the next podcast.